Welcome to the Knox Soccer Podcast, where we tell the soccer stories of our favorite big town, little city, Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm Patrick Teasdale, and today I have a familiar voice on as special guest, Drew McKenna, chairman of One Knoxville SC. Today we have an emergency pod, as the men in Blazers would say, to break news of a unique opportunity for USL One and One Knoxville SC. Drew, thank you so much for joining us today. Let's get right into it. What's coming down the pike for USL One in 2024?
First, Patty, good to talk. Been a while. Hope you're doing well. Next year is going to look a little different. We're really excited about it. So we announced this week as a league that next year there'll be 30 USL League One games, and it'll be split up into two competitions. So the broader the competitions is a 22-game regular season. We'll have 12 teams next year. NCFC is leaving us for championship, and Spokane Velocity is entering as an expansion club. So that keeps us at 12. So a 22-game regular season offers a totally balanced schedule. We'll play everybody home and away once. So our regular season champ will be a true champ. This harkens to how the EPL works, most European soccer works, but it makes USL League One the only league in American professional soccer playing a balanced schedule, which is kind of cool. In addition, we'll play 8 games inside a cup structure. So that this structure will be 4 games home, 4 games away, mostly against our geographic pod. So we're splitting the league up into 3 different pods, West, Central, and East. Our pod has our friends to the north, Lexington, our friends to the south, Chattanooga, and our friends in Wisconsin, Ford Madison. So play those guys again, home and away. We'll play a couple teams from the other pods, and then that'll move into a 4-team knockout round. So 2 different structures, both kind of built with the future in mind, but we're really excited about it because we think it just amplifies fun, right? Trophies are fun. Playoffs are fun. PKs, which will be a part of the cup structure, are fun, and we're really excited for that opportunity as a club that tied 12 games last year. Really excited to have a little bit more to play for, and a structure that's definitely built for the future as we look towards 25, 26, et cetera.
Very cool. And super cool that having a balanced schedule, which is super cool. And it seems like we're playing almost the same amount of games, but having kind of maybe double the fun, double the worth. We get a regular season as well as a cup tournament. Is that correct? Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the NBA is actually a great comparison, right? Last year, the NBA played 82 regular season games. This year, they'll play 82 games. They just couched a handful of them inside their in-season tournament, which, you know, I don't know about your perspective. From my perspective, it was interesting when they announced it, but through the course of that tournament, like, it captivated the American sports market, in my opinion. Yep. Like, the only thing that could dent the NFL, right, was this in-season tournament. So I think it was much more successful than folks thought from a fan engagement perspective. And this is a similar idea, right? Last year, we played a close to a similar amount of games. We played 32 games. This year, we'll play 30. We're just adding a little bit more relevance and importance on a handful of those games. All of those games will happen kind of mid-season, and using it as a lab to test a few things, right? What if you go to PKs after 90 on a draw? What does that look like for home game environments? What if you encourage goal scoring through using that as a tiebreaker for playoffs, as opposed to away goals or something like that? So gives us a structure to kind of mess around with some things. And then importantly, the balanced schedule that we can get with this cup structure can be really useful going forward as we look at different sporting options and pursue, you know, new ways to grow USL.
Very cool. Yeah. And a lot of cool things that we'll be tinkering around with this cup tournament. We will link the press release in our show notes here so everyone can dive into that. Looking forward to it. And then, Drew, will the, U.S. Open Cup for the people that qualify for it will happen also in this structure as well? So whenever we are back into that, that will add to our games that we'll play. Is that right in the future?
Yeah. So U.S. Open Cup, well, we'll certainly be a part of it. You know, the way the Open Cup works is you really have no sense if you're going to host or not until 2 weeks prior to the game. So, you know, it could be that we're on the road for our first game. But certainly we hope to host. We'd love to host an MLS team. We'd love to, you know, beat a championship club to get to that MLS round and host, who knows, maybe our friend Leo down south. So, you know, that's a TBD. But we certainly are going to have more home games. So we sold the 17 game regular season package for our fans. There will be two more games that will be outside league play that we'll announce. Think mid-season friendlies. One of them isn't totally locked, so I can't totally announce it, but it's an old friend, if you get what I'm alluding to, that might be coming over
I think our listeners might understand who you are alluding to. I got an idea or two.
So, you know, try to do something in that space. And then, you know, do we do an international friendly? Do we do, you know, somebody else in the pro space in the area? So just thinking through who we can bring in that can, one, you know, certainly provide another home day that we can all get together, but two, provide a really fun engagement opportunity from a brand perspective. To be totally honest, there'll be a number of Liga Expansion clubs that, you know, that typically will come up here for a friendly. There's been, you know, Central American clubs, you know, La Liga will send kind of their mid-tier and lower first tier clubs over for friendly. So there's a lot of opportunities on the international side, which is really interesting. But I also think there's a lot of, you know, engaging, interesting clubs in the States. Thinking through how, you know, what those opportunities are. But we will have a 17 game season ticket package. We'll have 17 home games at Regal. Just 15 of them will be league games and two will be friendlies.
Very cool. Now, getting back to this cup, as I read this and hearing from you, we'll be just playing the, you know, our USL1 opponents. So technically we could be playing Forward Madison on the regular season on a Tuesday, but then the tournament on Saturday, we could be playing them again. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, that's true. We've done a pretty good job this year spacing out schedules.
Okay, so cool.
The vast majority of our games are weekends, which will be fun. And there's good spacing between back-to-backs by and large. But yeah, we play Forward four times. We play Lexington four times. We play Chattanooga four times. And for me, that's a positive, specifically the Chattanooga and Lexington side of things. You know, building these local rivalries.
Exactly. You know, driving home those rivalries, really getting the fan bases riled up and whatnot. Yeah. So I can see it as a good thing as well.
And we'll just add to that, Patty, like for people like you and I and a lot of the listeners, you know, if we're playing Richmond or Omaha, that's super interesting. But for, you know, the broader Knoxville, there's something about Lexington's and Chattanooga's that just drive a different level of relevance. So, you know, catering to that broader audience, having those local connections is, for me, a real positive.
Yeah, that'd be really great. And then it's just USL1. There isn't championship or USL2 in this. Is there future plans to expand this cup further?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I think the big feedback that I've seen so far is, you know, championships right there. What about them? And it's a great point, right? I think League One is a league that's, you know, we like to be innovative. We like to try new things. We certainly had conversations with championship, but we need it to be right for them as well. So they won't be joining us this year, but I'm really hopeful that in future years, there's, you know, as soon as next year, there's representation from championship. Nothing is certain, but I think this is gonna be a really successful tournament. Again, hearkening back to how positive the NBA experience was, I think fans are going to connect with this once they start seeing it live. We got a couple other exciting tidbits up our sleeve that we can announce in the coming weeks and months. So once we're able to prove that this is pretty interesting, you know, I definitely expect that championship will jump in. And then League Two, you know, great question. It has its own, you know, uniqueness given that a lot of those guys are short season. Those guys are in college, but you know, our roots, we love League Two. We think it's awesome. We think it's a key part of the sporting system. So if there were a way to pull League Two in, we'd be super interested in that. And it's definitely a conversation that we've had with the league.
Now, I made note here that it's a soon-to-be-named cup. Brian and I have brainstormed a couple of names, and we're wondering if you can pass them along to USL1 higher-ups. Can you do that for us? I'll list off a few here.
Yeah, we'd love to.
We got the USL Soccer Cup. We also got, we're number one, we're number one, We're number one cup, you know, three times. We also have the Flex Fit Cup. If we can get that sponsored, that'd be great. Like and then I think the Bald Eagles Numero Uno Championship Cup, I think is the best contender. So if you can pass that along, that'd be great. And then if listeners, if you have any not outlandish at all, very official names for the cup, be sure to drop those in the comments and we'll get those over to Drew to send those to the USL1 office. So
can I give Drew, you have one? Can I give you my one?
Give it.
So this is just for our group, right? So it's us, Lexington, Chattanooga, and Madison. I want to name the group the Wisco and Whiskey Group.
Yes, that is so great. That is one thing. Yep, I love it. I love it. I'm bringing up the press release right now. Just so the listeners do know, yes, we are in the central group. It's kind of weird. If you look at the map, we're right on the edge of the eastern group. So I'll start with the east. So the east group is the Charlotte Independents, the Greenville Triumph, Richmond Kickers, and South Georgia Tormenta FC. Then we kick off the central group. One Knoxville SC, we have the Chattanooga Red Wolves, Lexington SC, and then Ford Madison FC. And then the west group, big old geographical area over here. So we have Central Valley Fuego, Northern Colorado Hailstorm, Union Omaha, and then new team Spokane Velocity. So that's the breakdown of it. And like you said, we're playing eight games, four home, four away, group style, kind of like, you know, advancing out of the group. And then, yeah, a couple different rule changes out of points and whatnot. So super exciting. And then in this cup tournament, we'll be in the trusty hands of Sean Lewis, right?
We love Sean Lewis. Ongoing conversations. Hope to have something to announce soon. But Sean is not just a great keeper, which he is, but he's a great guy. So you know, we need his ability, his hands, and we need his leadership. So nothing to report at the moment. But we love Sean Lewis.
Fantastic. And then if you're going to get any 6'5", 6'6" big men in the box, if you can round them up too and start talking to those guys as well, that'd be great.
We've got a offer out to Connect from UT basketball. He looks like he
okay could that's it. Awesome. Yeah, I feel like it, that's an easy transition, you know. Come on over to Regal Soccer Stadium. I think that's going to be fantastic. Yeah. All right, Drew, any closing remarks? This is wonderful. We're really looking forward to this.
Yeah, I mean, the last thing I'd say is, you know, something that you got to read between the lines a little bit, but having a balanced schedule is a focus for USL, not just because it harkens to European soccer, but, you know, the words pro rel have been thrown around and you can't have pro rel without a balanced schedule. So
yep,
something love that we're it putting in place just in case we can ever get to that point. So, you know, we really are thinking about the future. We're thinking about, you know, a future where the cup is not just League One, but other clubs, whether that be championship, you know, who knows, other international clubs, but certainly not just ourselves. And we're thinking about a future where, you know, a balanced schedule is an important thing to have from a sporting perspective.
That is awesome. Yeah, that's super exciting. Just to posturing ourselves well so that pro rel could be a part of the equation. That's awesome. All right, dear listener, that's all we got for you today on the Knox Soccer Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to let us know in the comments. Send us your cup suggestion names down there and sign up for our newsletter at the knoxsoccerpodcast.com. Thanks again, Drew, for coming and sharing this exciting news for One Knoxville SC. And be sure to get your season tickets for the 2024 season and scoop up that One Knox holiday merch. And with that, we'll see you in the stands at Regal
Merry
Soccer
Christmas,
Stadium.
Patty.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody. And March 23rd can't come soon enough. Looking forward to it.
This episode is brought to you by Markman's Diamonds, Knoxville's choice for diamonds and fine jewelry since 1976. Visit markmansdiamonds.com, as well as Union Place Bar and Grill, your family-friendly spot to enjoy the beautiful game, delicious food, and live music in Knoxville. Visit unionplacebar.com.